Northern Ireland's First Minister, Arlene Foster, has been awarded £125,000 in damages after suing a celebrity doctor over a tweet he posted about her in 2019. In the tweet, Dr. Christian Jessen, best known for his TV show Embarrassing Bodies, alleged that Arlene Foster had been having an affair with her close protection officer. Mrs. Foster's solicitor, Paul Tweed, spoke to reporters outside the court.
My client is very satisfied with the substantial sum and damages awarded by the court today. Indeed, I believe this is a record award for a tweet. And the award also takes into account a number of aggravating factors in this case, including Dr. Jessen's failure to retract and apologise. My client is grateful to the court for this total vindication, which hopefully will also act as an encouragement and a watershed for all women in public life who have been subjected to similar attacks on social media. As there are still enforcement and other issues to be considered, it will not be appropriate for my client to make any further comment. However, I would just say one thing personally here. On Christmas Day in 2019, in response to the warning I had given to Dr. Jessen, he tweeted, "Laugh out loud." I don't think he'd be laughing too much today.
Solicitor Paul Tweed. Let's talk to our reporter in Belfast, Laura Hogan, who's been following the proceedings. Laura, you might just remind us about the background to this case.
Yes, good afternoon, Brian. Well, this case centres around a tweet sent by Dr. Christian Jessen all the way back in December of 2019. And in it, he alleged that Arlene Foster had been having an affair with one of her close protection officers. Now, at the time, the celebrity doctor had more than 300,000 Twitter followers. And this tweet remained on his page for a period of 2 weeks before it was deleted. And during that time, it was retweeted more than 500 times. And it was also liked more than 3,500 times. Now, Ms. Foster subsequently sued Dr. Jessen, and she gave evidence before the High Court in Belfast last month about the hurt and humiliation that she felt as a result of this tweet, and she said that her marriage of 25 years had been trashed. Arlene Foster had in fact secured a default judgment in the case before Dr. Jessen launched an 11th hour defence late last month, claiming he had never received the court papers that had been sent to him at his flat in London, and he travelled to Belfast to give evidence, and the case was put back then until today.
And what did the judge have to say in court today?
Well, Mr. Justice McAlinden took 2 hours to deliver his judgment before the High Court this morning. He said that the meaning behind the tweet in question was that Arlene Foster had engaged in an affair, that she was a hypocrite and was homophobic. But he said that these allegations were baseless, and he described it as an outrageously bad libel which had attacked Arlene Foster's integrity at a most fundamental level and had affected core aspects of her life, her marriage and her deep Christian faith. Now, the judge said that this public trashing, as he described it, of Arlene Foster's marriage caused her grave upset and embarrassment. And he said that the allegation that Ms. Foster was a hypocrite also stung deeply, and he also accepted her evidence last month that she was not homophobic. And Mr. Justice McAlinden said that Dr. Jessen's response to the case had been woefully inadequate and deliberately misleading, and he said that the failure to publish any form of apology or retraction were also further aggravating factors in the case, and he ordered Dr. Jessen to pay £125,000 in damages to Arlene Foster plus her legal costs.
Laura Hogan in Belfast.